From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, Saved from Wrath by Faith. This passage provides a wonderful example of God showing mercy to a sinner who believed the testimony of God's power. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Perfect Purity. The text is found in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Warrior of the cross, fight on. Never rest till thy victory is complete, for thine eternal reward will prove worthy of a life of warfare. See, here is perfect purity for thee. A few in Sardis kept their garments undefiled, and their recompense is to be spotless. Perfect holiness is the prize of our high calling. Let us not miss it. See, here is joy. Thou shalt wear holiday robes, such as men put on at wedding feasts. Thou shalt be clothed with gladness and made bright with rejoicing. Painful struggles shall end in peace of conscience and joy in the Lord. See, here is victory. Thou shalt have thy triumph. Palm and crown and white robe shall be thy guerdon. Thou shalt be treated as a conqueror and owned as such by the Lord himself. See, here is priestly array. Thou shalt stand before the Lord in such raiment as the sons of Aaron wore. Thou shalt offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and draw near unto the Lord with the incense of praise. Who would not fight for a Lord who gives such large honors to the very least of his faithful servants? Who would not be clothed in a fool's coat for Christ's sake, seeing he will robe us with glory?
Jesus.
If anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? Or, how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it for you. As he brings the conclusion of this message called Saved from Wrath by Faith, Dr. Cairns takes his text from Hebrews 11 and verse 31, By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. God's mercy to Rahab demonstrates the truth that he delights to save sinners, notwithstanding the necessity of judging sin. As vile a sinner as Rahab was, when she believed what she'd heard about the God of Israel, her life was spared and her soul was saved. Rahab's salvation points up the infinity of God's mercy, the infinite power of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit to change a most depraved heart. The sign that she and her family would be spared was the scarlet cord hung in her window. So every repentant sinner is saved by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only was Rahab delivered from the destruction of Jericho, but she was brought into the nation of Israel and became an ancestor of Christ. Yet the text makes it clear that those in Jericho who refused to believe God perished. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Christ said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Now to conclude this message, saved from wrath by faith, here is Dr. Cairns.
Rahab was not only saved out of Jericho, she was not turned out loose into the wilderness. She was brought into Israel, to the people of God. Not only so, she was not only brought into Israel, but her past was so completely obliterated and her morals were so completely purified that she was made a mother in Israel. She married and became a mother in Israel. And watch it very carefully. The height and the depth and the inscrutability of the purpose of God. Matthew chapter 1. That converted harlot was given a place in the direct lineage of Jesus Christ. How good, how merciful is our God. Faith was fully vindicated. You trust Christ to save you from hell, and he'll save you from hell. But my friend, he'll do far better than that. He'll give you right now a life among the Israel of God. He'll give you a life in fellowship with him around the power of his blood and through the ministry of his Spirit. You trust Christ to save you from hell, and he'll make this world a different place for you. But far better than that, he'll bring you to the heights of glory, and you, a vile wretch and sinner, will find yourself in the closest possible association, yea, union with the Son of God, so that your name and his will be forever linked together. God's grace vindicated her faith. So Rahab was saved from wrath. Rahab was saved by faith. But I want you to notice as we finish that those who believed not perished. There's an interesting insight here into the destruction of Jericho and its people. Why did Jericho perish? Well, you could say because of its history of sin. The cup of the Amorites came to the full in Jericho. She was a wicked, wicked city. Her people were a wicked, ungodly, wretched people. You can say they perished because of that. But that's not what Paul is saying here. That's true. But you see, they believed not. That's what he's saying. Watch this very carefully. According to Rahab's words, the men of Jericho heard of the Lord's doings at the Red Sea. The men of Jericho heard about his redemption. The men of Jericho heard about his judgment of Sihon and of Og on the east side of Jordan. The men of Jericho heard about the coming of God's judgment with the armies of Israel. And they were scared for a while. But they didn't believe. They did not believe. And whereas Rahab was looking for mercy from the God of Israel, The men of Jericho were digging in to fight the God of Israel. And they perished. As I've said, Jericho is a cameo of the world. The majority believe not. That's the trouble. This world is populated with unbelievers. You can talk about them being sinners, but you take wherever the gospel has gone, yet there is a great preponderance of unbelief. They believe not. You think of this meeting this morning. Vast majority of people here say, yes, preacher, I'm saved, and I trust you are. But I want you to think this through. Think even of this very meeting. Think of our own homes and our own families. Ponder our own hearts. Are there not even here people who have heard and heard and heard and heard again? But they believe not. And they are digging in their own willfulness, their own rebellion against God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Believing not. Going out into eternity, knowing the Bible, knowing the great gospel texts, knowing the story of the cross, knowing the invitations of grace, knowing the promises of love, knowing all about the blood, knowing every fact about the gospel, going out into eternity with a head chock full of what you know. The heart empty of faith in Jesus Christ. Going out into eternity that way is to go out like Judas Iscariot, to go to your own place, and you'll find that it will be nighttime for you as it was for him. We have all been born into a doomed world. The judgment for a long time seems to have lingered. This world is headed for the day of reckoning. That day is fast approaching. I do not place dates on the calendar of God. But I tell you, either for the world or for you as an individual, that day of reckoning is fast approaching. You must either be saved as Rahab was saved, or perish as those who believed not perished. It's black and white. Heaven or hell. To use the words of some of the greatest preachers of the past, basing their text on the words of Ezekiel, it's turn or burn. That's it. You can leave this meeting this morning a Rahab saved by grace through faith. Dig in like the king of Jericho to fall before the justice of an offended God. The hymn says, come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in his word, he hath shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. May you come. Make sure you're saved. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We do want every head bowed in prayer, and we want every eye closed. In one moment or two, this meeting will be over. I want every boy and every girl, every young person, every man, every woman, seriously to consider this matter today. Where do I stand with God? I'm in a Jericho with judgment just about to fall. Where do I stand with God? What's your answer? What is your personal answer? Don't shrug it off. Don't hide behind some form of words. Don't play the fool. We're talking eternal reality. Man, woman, or young person, make very sure today that it's recorded in heaven of you as it's recorded of Rahab, that man, that woman, by faith was saved from destruction. You can come to Christ today. The invitation is there. Come unto me. And the promise is given, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Come humbly, with need. Just come. I'm here as your servant for Jesus' sake. I invite you to remain and have a word with me. And I'd be glad to point you to Christ. May God bless you. May not one of you leave this meeting unsaved. Eternal God, Father in heaven, we marvel at the mercy of God. We admire that grace that could reach a Rahab. But Lord, we thank thee more for that greater grace that would reach to us. For Lord, we believe that our own sins are greater than hers, for we have sinned against greater light, greater liberty. O God, we confess to thee that the pride of our heart would blind us to our need. And, oh God, we confess that there is the Pharisee by nature in every one of us. Lord, we bless thee for thy mercy, for thy love, for the precious blood of the Lamb. We thank thee that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, that he's ascended to the right hand of God, the omnipotent Savior, the Prince and the Savior, the one who gives repentance to the Israel of God. Lord, we're glad today that we have an omnipotent and living Christ. Oh, we pray that thou wilt not let one man or one woman, one youth, one child that's come to the years of discernment to walk out of this meeting rejecting Christ. God, save souls. And Lord, revive our hearts. Make us to love like Jesus loved. to have compassion as our Lord had compassion, to weep o'er the erring one, to lift up the fallen, to tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Do it, Lord, we pray, and to thee we shall give all the praise. Part us now with thy blessing. Keep us in thy fear, the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. Be our portion both this Lord's day and until our Saviour either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.